This is from Matthew 21. I wanted to look at the whole Palm Sunday thing a little bit differently because we have a tendency to see Palm Sunday and to see Easter kind of from a children's Sunday school perspective. And we just talk about how Jesus came in and rode on the colt and people were crying out Hosanna. And the word Hosanna means God saves. Actually, the proper translation of that word save, sozo, would be God makes whole. Forgiveness of sins is one of the things that God does in making people whole, but it also includes deliverance from demonic oppression, healing of anything, whether it's in the mind or in the emotions or in the body. All that's part of the word save biblically. And Hosanna means God saves, God delivers, God heals, God forgives, God does all these things. And as they were crying out that Hosanna in the highest, we talked about the fact that the word highest to them represented that which is in the highest rank, and they were celebrating him whose kingdom is in the highest rank and his king. And in a couple of the gospel lessons, there's all four of the gospels record the triumphal entry, but a couple of them talk, they praise him, Hosanna in the highest, praise him for the coming of the kingdom of David, the kingdom of God. And we talked particularly yesterday at the cathedral about the fact that that it says that a woman is read this to you in Luke, just one. We won't take too much time for CTKers. You heard this yesterday. It says in verse 37, this is as he's coming in to Jerusalem. In verse 37 of Luke 19, as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen. We notice that Matthew 21 speaks of the fact that the day before, the evening before Palm Sunday, Jesus spent the night with Lazarus. A multitude of the Jews came to the home or outside of the home. They wanted to see Lazarus. They didn't just come to see Jesus, but they wanted to see Lazarus because Lazarus had been raised from the dead. And they were concerned and upset because all these multitude of people were there. And it says about their attitude. They didn't just come to celebrate Lazarus' resurrection. They came to scope it out, to see its impact. And it says in John chapter 12 and verse 10, but the chief priests took counsel that they might put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus. Now, at the end of the Palm Sunday event, this is what it says in the John passage, verse 17. And so the multitude who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead were bearing him witness. Those were some of the ones who were crying, Hosanna. For this cause also the multitude went and met him when they began to lay the palm branches down, waving the palm branches, crying, Hosanna, because they heard that he had performed this great sign. The Luke passage says, of all the signs that he had performed, is why the multitudes were there. Then it says in verse 19 of John 12, the Pharisees therefore said to one another, you see that you are not doing any good. Look, the whole world has gone after him. So what's happening here is that Jesus had healed two men on the way from Jericho to Bethany, where he spent the night with Lazarus and Martha and Mary. One of those was blind Bartimaeus, and those two men had followed him along the road from Jericho to Bethany, and they were giving praise and bearing witness of the miracles that he had done to heal them. And then he's in Lazarus's home. He'd been raised from the dead. So there was this swelling crowd of people that were already moving on pilgrimage to get to Jerusalem for the Passover, who were bearing witness and praising God because of the things that Jesus had done. And so by the time he comes into the city, there's this sort of this amazing outburst of praise, because they believe, in light of the signs and wonders that Jesus had performed, that the fulfillment of Isaiah 61, the good news, the afflicted, the healing, the brokenhearted, the lame being healed, the blind seeing, they believed that the fulfillment of the coming of the king and his kingdom was happening in the person of Jesus. They believed that because of the miracles and signs and wonders that he had performed. And they were praising, Hosanna, God saves. We've seen it happen. So the Hosanna wasn't just about, like, again, one of those sort of Sunday school we were kids about, they were just praising Jesus because he came as our savior. You know, they were saying God saves because when they saw people get healed, people delivered and set free, those were saving acts of God, because that's what that word save literally means. Saving acts of God, whether it's the forgiveness of sins, whether it's healing a broken hearted or broken body or broken mind, deliverance from demonic oppression. And they were celebrating the fact that the kingdom of God had come and the king was in their midst who was bringing this kingdom. It was all a celebration revolving around signs and wonders. And so on the first day of Holy Week, we think about Jesus cleansing the temple. We think about when he first cursed the fig tree, he checked on the next day. But this is what the Luke passage, this is what the Matthew passage talks about, that first day of Holy Week. And so for some reason, we never think about this as, again, the Holy Week sort of progression. So this is verse 18. Jesus comes the next morning of Luke 21. And he says, now in the morning, no, I'm sorry. This is verse 12. Here we go. Sorry, verse 12. Okay. And cast out all those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it into a robber's den. And then look at the next thing it says. That's good stuff. We could talk about that. But look at the next thing it says. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple after he cleansed it, and he healed them. And when the chief priest and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, and the children who were crying out in the temple, this is on Monday, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they became indignant. And they said to him, do you hear what these people are saying? And Jesus said to them, Have you not ever read out of the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have prepared a praise for yourself? And he left them and went out of the city of Bethany and lodged there. So the Hosanna event, Hosanna in the highest, didn't just happen on Palm Sunday. It happened again the next day. For after Jesus cleansed the temple, it says the lame and the blind came to him, and he healed them. And so they were continuing to cry Hosanna, because that's what it looks like when God saves. It doesn't just look like people being forgiven. It looks like people being delivered from demonic oppression and people being healed in their bodies. This is what's happening during Holy Week. Jesus is continuing to come as king, announcing and demonstrating the kingdom, the reign of God, over the reign and rule of the powers of darkness. And signs and wonders were occurring. As we mentioned this yesterday, and I'm saying all this is just to remind us what normal Christianity looks like. During Holy Week, Jesus was still demonstrating up to the point of the cross what he had come to do, to destroy the works of the devil. And God is now posturing. He's doing some powerful things in the heart of his church, which I'm going to put a prophetic word out tomorrow. If you were able to see the Eucharistic service we did today, if not, go onto my Facebook page as you are now. It was on at 11:30 earlier. I saved it, so you should be able to see it. I sort of give a little bit of an idea of what the prophetic word's going to be about what God's doing in the heart of his church, because he's preparing the world through this fear and all this stuff. He's preparing the world to be more tender and to be more postured to hear the gospel and have encounters with Jesus than ever before. And the gospel isn't, if you'll believe Jesus and pray this prayer, you'll go to heaven one day. The good news is the kingdom of heaven's here, and those of you who are broken in body, in soul, or in spirit, Jesus is here to heal you, and we, in union with Christ, are his body, and in Jesus' name be healed and be made whole. That's significant for us to understand. And I'm sort of concentrating, at least yesterday and today, that the whole Palm Sunday event, they were worshiping him and saying Hosanna in the highest and continue to on Monday because he was healing people. They were witnessing the saving acts of God through the person of Christ. They were seeing the demonstration of the kingdom of heaven being imposed against the kingdom of darkness. They were seeing the reign of the king. You and I carry the king. Our assignment is the same, to decree and declare the kingdom of heaven is here and to bring heaven to earth. God will do that even while everybody's isolated. He just will. As you pray for people over the phone, through the internet, through social media, as you just pray for folks, people are going to get healed. We're going to be stunned by the people who got healed by long distance. But as we come out of this thing, and we will come out of it, don't be afraid. Don't focus on what the government's doing or what everybody else is doing. What is Jesus doing? And he's trying to prepare us to come out of this place more in line with who Christ is and our union with him than ever before, so that we can come forth as his mouthpiece, as the lips through which he speaks and the hands through which he touches and heals, the heart through which he loves, the eyes through which he sees, the mind through which he thinks, the feet through which he walks. We'll be able to go, the ears through which he hears, we'll go into the world that will be uniquely postured to have encounters with God and demonstrate the kingdom of heaven through signs and wonders, because that's a normal part of the life that Jesus lives, and we are his body. We should expect the same thing. Okay? Alrighty. For CTKers or those who got to watch yesterday, this is sort of a carryover. But isn't that interesting that on Monday, the Hosanna in the highest stuff continued, because Jesus continued to demonstrate the reality of the kingdom by healing people and setting them free from all forms of demonic oppression. Love you. Take care.